So the learning today should be a schus ila nishmas hadiras tchava chaim elizabeth and shimshinaya, as well as a schus for an ila nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef bemer chaim menachem betzion. It should also be a schus for fur shlema chaim de ben menarachol chanaliya bashein derachol and abadati ben perol. And it should be a schus for all those in the makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we are continuing in the Beis Halevi on Anova. We're on page 53. And he talks further about the punishment that's coming to someone who is a Baal Gaiva. So we had till now discussing the negative repercussions that come to a person on this world. And today we're going to talk about the punishment that's going to come in Olam Haba, and the fact that Ve'in Afari Ninar, that his dust is not going to be awakened by Tchiyas HaMeisim. So he says like this, Chol Zehu Ba'ayna Shalom Azeh. All this refers, all that we've been discussing till now, is the punishments in this world of Olam Haba Anshei Kafel, but in the world to come, he gets a double punishment. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Rabbi Yishiyah says, "Kala misyaher, that anyone who acts with arrogance, naifal begehenim, will fall into gehenim." So on a basic level, it means that gaiva is no different than any other avera that a person gets punished for. But the Taras Chaim says that there's an aspect of midah k'neged midah, that the Gemara in Erevin refers to gehenim as a valley, a deep valley. And so the arrogant person who lifted himself up high is going to a low, deep place. And the Reish Chachma says that the pasuk also says that he falls, noifel begehenim, that he put himself on a high pedestal, and therefore the midah k'neged midah is also that he's going to be pushed off and he's going to fall. The Gemara also mentions a similar statement from Reish Lakish, that whoever acts like a letz is going to fall into gehenim. And Reish Lakish learns it out from the same place as Rabbi Yishiyah, that the pasuk is referring to both someone with arrogance and someone who is a letz, because they often go hand in hand. Someone who is arrogant often is going to scoff and make leitzanus over others who are doing it the right way, who are acting properly. And continuing, he says, Shnamar, the source of the pasuk is Zayd Yahir Letz, the willful Zayd, someone who acts willfully, Yahir arrogant, Letz. Shemai, his name is Aletz, Isaba Evra Zadain, he acts willfully. Vein Evra Ela Gehenim. And the word Evra means nothing else except for Gehenim. And so the Pasuk is talking about the Yom HaDin that's going to come, La Achamisa, when the wicked are going to be punished in Gehenim. The eventual Yom HaDin that's going to take place at the end of time. So Uba Mesechtas Baba Basra, Isa, it's also brought in Mesechtas Baba Basra, Achla Ar Mayav. The Pasuk there is discussing that Klai Yisrael conquered the lands of Sichon and Og. And the Pasuk there says, regarding the lands of Sichon, Achla Ar Mayav. So we darshin Achla Ar Mayav, that the fire of Gehenim consumed Ar of Mayav. And this is referring to someone who follows his taivas, Baalei Bamos Arnoin. Elu gasi aruach. This refers to someone who has gaiva. Da amar mar kol adam sheyesh begasas aruach naifal begehenim. He's going to fall into Gehenna. Masechtas derech eretz perek beis isa. We learn gasi aruach masapri lashon haru medabrei nevala v'chamim beinayim. So there are several people here. We have someone who is a baal gaiva, someone who speaks lashon hara, someone who speaks nivol peh, and people who consider themselves to be wise, meaning that they don't need to get taichacha from everyone. They know better. Va'afilu, these people are all going to be punished. Aleihem akas va'yemer kihine yoyim ba bayir ketaner. The day is coming, burning like an oven. So they're going to be severely punished at the end of days. Va'afilu im yesh bi'other Torah mitzvahs. And here is the kicker. Even if, on the other hand, he is a shayma Torah mitzvahs, lo yinotzel le'gehenim, he won't be saved from the punishment of Gehenim. So the Beis Halevi adds that even if a person learns Torah and does mitzvahs, you're going to be held accountable for your gaiva. The Chafetz Chaim makes the same point, and he adds that that's what the pasuk means, Tayavas Hashem kol gevah lev. What does that mean, kol gevah lev? All haughty people, even someone who otherwise learns Torah and does mitzvahs, is still going to be punished at the end of days. But the isa b'saita, like the Gemara says in Saita, kol adam yish begasas ruach, kenu girsas marsha, afilu hinkno la'kadosh baruch hu shmayim v'aretz, even if Hashem gave him rulership over the heavens and the earth, lo yinakem midina shel Gehenna, he won't escape the judgment of Gehenna. Amrei devei Reb Shila, Reb Shila's yeshiva taught, afilu kibo taira kemaisha rabbeinu, even if he received the taira like Moshe Rabbeinu, afilu asa tzedaka kiptaseisa, even if he did tzedaka privately, lo yinakem midina shel Gehenna, he won't be saved from the judgment of Gehenna. Now, it's important to note here that Hiknola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim Va'aretz is a reference to Avram Avinu. So we're making a reference here to three people: Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and someone who gives tzedakah. So he says that first of all, he says that from the Iye Hayam, that someone who is a Baal Gaiva is looking for praises, looking for compliments. Someone who does chesed privately, his motivation is selflessness. He's not looking to gain because he's keeping it quiet. So you might think that if someone gives tzedakah privately, showing that he's not looking for honor, that he's going to be exempt from this punishment. The answer is no. He's still, if he acts arrogantly as a result, he's still going to be punished. And so, as I said, we're mentioning three people here. We're mentioning Avraham Avinu praising Hashem. We're mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu receiving the Torah, and someone giving tzedakah. This essentially is the gamut of the three pillars of this world: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Avodah is the praises that Avraham Avinu said. Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu coming down with the Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim is the giving of tzedakah. If you're arrogant, even if you have those three qualities, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, you're still going to be punished. And finally, he ends off, Aidisa Sham Amar Rebbe Lazar said, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasas Ruach, Eina Afarei Ninar, the most scariest of all is that someone who has gaiva is not going to wake up at Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar Kitzu Veranu Sheikh Li'ofar, awaken and sing those who dwell in the dust. It doesn't say Sheikh Ve'ofar, those that lie in the dust, but Sheikh Ne'ofar, those that dwell there, meaning that they remain there during their lifetime. They're the ones that are going to merit Tchias HaMeisim. But if someone did not humble himself, and he didn't dwell in the ground, he's not going to merit the rising from the ground. There is clarification made by others who exactly this is referring to, because otherwise we have no chance. Well, we never had gaiva in our lives. So Bachanan says it's not talking about someone who acts with arrogance occasionally, but it's talking about someone who constantly acts this way. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that says that this punishment is only reserved for an extreme case of arrogance. For example, someone like Yerovam ben Nevat, who, as a result, it led him down the path of Avodah Zarah and other Aveirais, and that's who is being referred to here, not someone like us who may have, on occasion, exhibited conduct of arrogance.